As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Do what? Create a ceremony with a bunch of guys in robes walking around in funny hats? Make up special... What did he have there? Just bread? He broke some bread. Gave it to his disciples and said, this is my body. He broke... Give them some wine. This is my blood. I will not drink of it till I drink it with you again in the kingdom. Do as often as you... What do you mean? Whenever you break bread, whenever you drink, do it in remembrance of him, he said. Meaning I eat and drink, all my daily food is Christ's body and blood shed for me because it gives me life and sustains me. That's what it means. Now people started doing it ceremoniously within 100 years of Christ. The apostles, they would sit down and eat together for the joy of what his body had bought for us. Right, they had love feasts and so on and so forth, but it quickly evolved into a ritual. And I personally, I don't think, you know, again, it'd be one thing if they had the truth. But since the Christ they portray is an idol, as I've said, the Jesus of the denominations is an idol. I will not eat communion to an idol. Communion. Communion is... This means fellowship. What is the communion? He's going to even say it in 2 Corinthians. The communion we have, it is the fellowship of the body of Christ. What is the meat we eat? It's one another. It's what we share together in him. His body, his blood. But it's not about a ceremony. But my point is, really, without, I don't want to get into a communion thing, though I have. Here I am. I've stepped in it. You got to imagine Paul walking into the temple of Zeus with his brethren. You know, it's like, well, you want to get something to eat? Well, the meat's cheap over at the temple. Let's go get something to eat. But then someone who believes in Zeus or whatever idol, you know, and then they see you come in. They think, oh, that guy was preaching. That idols, you know, and now I see he's honoring the idol. They speak. You know, that's why I would not want anyone to see me honoring false religion. Not because I think it's anything, it's nothing. There is no other gospel but the truth. But there be in the world people who are conscious of those things. Now, whether I eat, you know, Now their conscience being weak is defiled. It's polluted. Meaning to that, pollutions of idols are pollutions. Meaning eating things to them, because their conscience is, they believe in this God, they are polluted. They worship a God that is not the true God. Their conscience is defiled. Because why? Because they believe in the idol. They believe in it. They have conscience to the idol. They have awareness of it. Now, I could go in and eat to show how much I know that it's nothing. But that would not commend me to God. He would say, good job, Paul. You can eat anything. I mean, I could walk up as they're having communion and just eat the bread and drink the wine and be like, hey, little drink, a little meat. I was kind of hungry. And show how smart I am. But that would not commend me to God. That wouldn't make me... That's just knowledge that puffs up. You know, they go up there and look at this, look at me. And they're all thinking, well, either... There's all kinds of things they could think. Now, I know I'm sitting there not eating it. And they're thinking things. And their conscience is... And they might even be offended. They won't. Eat it. Oh. But it's my testimony against the idol. Now, to me, it's nothing. But still. If we eat, we are the better. If we eat not, are we the worse? So, if I don't eat it, does that show a lack of faith? Paul, yeah, again, going... Oh, it's not. It's just meat offered idol. What's the big deal? Yeah, but the people around here believe in this idol. I can't eat this stuff. I know I can eat it, but I can't do it because of the people watching. So if I do it, it's not like God's going to say, hey, you know I'm the only God. Why don't you just eat? to show, to testify, you know? If we don't eat those things, are we worse off? You know, Paul, you know all about the Old Testament, how old the earth is. Why don't you go talk about it? Because that's what I mean. Some people believe in science. They believe the earth is billions of years old. Now, I can accept the earth being 6,000 years old, but I'd have to also accept that God created the world in such a way to deceive men. Because creation science, the science where they say that we can prove scientifically that the earth is 6,000 years old, I think it's bunk. It is bunk. There are meteor craters, ancient and so on. So I mean, you know, now, what am I going to do with that? I have all this knowledge about that. I have it to myself. But still, now let's say you know something. Now there's someone who has conscience. Their conscience is towards science. They are strong believers in it. Now, you're going to make them, now they have a weak conscience. Now you're going to say to them, hey, listen, I have knowledge. I'm going to dip into science too and tell you that the earth is 6,000 years old. To them, they can't believe that because their knowledge, they have conscience of it. Science is exalted. They believe in all those things. That's why I'm not going to get into those things if I can avoid it. I suppose in some ways because it, like, just like Paul, he's dragged into this idol thing. I suppose I'll be dragged into it too, but I guess I'm going to take it the way he does. It's like, look it. Having this knowledge doesn't make us better. And if we don't talk about it, are we worse off? Oh, we got to declare that. We've got to show. If we eat not, I mean, if we don't show that we know. Again, eating not, remember, eating is showing off our knowledge. That does not make us better. Showing off knowledge that does not profit someone to the gospel. What it does rather is causes them to stumble. He says, you know, take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them. You have liberty to declare anything you want that, as far as the truth. You know, you can eat things. You can talk about things that are contrary to the way people believe in the world, right? But again, take heed.